mention. Plenty more coming up right here on, well, you go ahead and say it.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A tornado has torn through parts of Texas. News 9 storm tracker Val Castor describes the devastation in Matador and the search for a missing RV.
Saw cars that were wadded up like a tin can, axles twisted, crazy, crazy stuff, but we never found the RV. So they are still out there looking for that RV with two people in it. We've driven all around town. And this is all consistent with F4 damage, at least. Very, very violent tornado hit Matador, Texas.
A tornado watch has been issued for an area of western Oklahoma. That is the sound of hail pelting concertgoers at Red Rocks in Morrison, Colorado. Dad girl Kaylee posted that on her Twitter account, along with pictures of people with huge welts after being pummeled by chunks of hail as they ran for cover. The search continues for the submersible that disappeared on an expedition to the wreckage of the Titanic.
We are smack dab in the middle of search and rescue.
Search teams are unsure if the vessel is sitting on the bottom of the ocean, where the conditions are near freezing and pitch black.
You're trying to find a special rock that might look like a rock on a sonar system.
The search area is now two times the size of Connecticut and up to 2.5 miles deep.
CBS's Roxana Saberi reports banging noises in the search area have given rescuers hope that the crew members are still alive, although they may only have enough oxygen for a few more hours. Federal regulators have given two California companies the okay to start manufacturing lab-grown chicken. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The cell-cultivated chicken will first be available at a restaurant in San Francisco and another one in Washington, D.C., owned by famed chef Jose Andres, before hitting stores.
CBS News is out with a new poll on affirmative action, as the Supreme Court is expected to soon issue a ruling on the subject.
The CBS News poll finds Americans roughly split on the question of affirmative action generally, with 53% saying such policies should continue and 47% saying they should be abolished. But on the question of college admissions, which the Supreme Court's expected to weigh in on this month, 7 in 10 in our poll say race should not be a factor. 90% of those polled say racism continues to be a problem in the U.S. More than half say it's still a major problem.
At CBS's Stephen Portnoy. The U.S. Postal Service has just unveiled a postage stamp honoring the late Congressman John Lewis of Georgia. Here's Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
We hope that this stamp might spark young people to learn more about the life of John Lewis and his long legacy of public service.
This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains June 16th through the 26th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Shop the best deals of the summer now at Lowe's. Save up to an additional $1,000 on select major kitchen appliances. And for a limited time, save up to $3,165 on select four-piece LG kitchen suites. Plus, save on hanging baskets of annuals. Right now, get two for just $15. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid for 6/28. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Hanging basket offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 58. Highs level off around 90. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. Upper 80s, Saturday, upper 70s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J., here at 9:05 on the clock. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And we kick off our 9 o'clock hour on Thursdays the way we like to around here with our Pet of the Week from Madison Rafter and our friends at the Southbrook County Humane Society. Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. How you been?
I'm good. Busy, but good.
Can imagine. We were joking beforehand. Madison, the way she would shock us if she came in here, like, things are smooth. No, we're not busy at all over there. Like, that would be very surprising. Madison, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time. We are going to talk about some of the great things you guys got coming up this summer, but let's kick things off with our Pet of the Week. Who do we got in the spotlight today?
We have Jack. So Jack just recently joined us last Saturday from a shelter down in Indiana. We took a small little transport of four dogs up from Indiana. It actually is my hometown of where I used to live in Indiana,
right, yeah.
So I had reached out to see, hey, do you guys need any help on some transports? Because they are a city-run shelter, so they don't have the full resources to be able to some of their animals just sit and sit and sit, and they're not adopted at all times. So little Jack, not little, he's big. I call them all little, but yeah. Jack is about a 60-pound dog. He was sitting in that shelter for 2 years. So he is 3 years old, and he is just the most lovable dog ever. He just reminds me of a mix of like a Shar Pei, Pit Bull, Lab mixed together. He's got all these wrinkles on his face, but he has the colors of a Lab, and he's just such a sweetheart. But sitting in a shelter for 2 years, it broke my heart, and he's an absolutely phenomenal dog. But he's fantastic with other dogs, good with kids. We don't know about cats, but just up to date on vaccines. He's neutered, microchipped, and he's ready to find his new home. So especially being for 2 years sitting in a shelter, we're so excited to be able to give him that opportunity to be able to try to find his new home.
You know, before the segment we did before Madison, we were talking about how about it from a website, dating.com, that was talking about how that now more than ever, women are okay with dating a dad, and it's in part because of the maturity, the responsibilities, and these things that an older man can oftentimes have. They have things that can be, you know, very, you know, good for a relationship and all this. And I thought immediately of dogs. I immediately, in that article, I didn't say it out loud, but the first thing I thought of was a senior dog. And it's interesting that our Pet of the Week is a senior dog today, and the pre-conference that we kind of had, the pre-talk we had and everything, because they offer this great consistency that not every animal, especially a puppy, which we love puppies, but they could be a little sporadic and a little all over the place. Mm-hmm. A senior dog gives you so many things that can be so just like a giving, and there's no words for.
Yep. I mean, honestly, dogs that are already, like, they already have grown into their personalities. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, an old dog can still learn new tricks. Yeah. But it's one of those things that even the dogs that are kind of set in their ways, like, their personality is kind of usually already set compared to a puppy. Puppies are still learning, growing into those personalities. But adult dogs, it's about finding what's going to be the best fit for your family as well as them. And most of the time, those adult dogs are just phenomenal dogs. It just made the situation, could have come in as a stray, could have been a situation where the owners could not care for those animals anymore. And those dogs are just such diehard dogs that they just want to give you all the love that they possibly can. And I love those. Those are always my favorite. Like, yes, puppies are cute and adorable, but if I have a senior dog that comes walking through my door, I'm sorry. That's my favorite.
Same.
I love them.
Same here. They have so much time left, and it's not like these animals know that, but it feels like they do. Mm-hmm. And as they get up there in age, they give more and more. Mm-hmm. It's something that I think that there's so many families out there that could be so benefited by a senior dog, and encourage that so very much. If you guys don't mind, too, I would like to bring the conversation we had beforehand to the air, because I thought that you both had some interesting notes there.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. I mentioned an old St. Bernard that I took care of at the shelter in Santa Barbara that was a senior dog that didn't get adopted in time. And I will never forget that dog's face. I'm very lucky that I got to walk him and everything. Seth, you asked Madison a really good question.
Yeah, I was wondering if there's like people who specifically take dogs like that, if they, you know, to give them their last few years, you know, be comfort, you give them that family that they never had or only sporadically had over their life. Because I imagine it must be tough, because you know that the dog is only going to laugh or the cat is only going to last a couple more years before they pass. So it's got to be a certain kind of person that can do that.
Yeah. And shockingly, again, any of our seniors that come in like that are over the age of that 11, 10 year mark, we always have people that are calling wanting to sponsor those animals, sponsor their adoption fees, help with their medical care. And I don't think we've ever had a situation with one of our seniors that they didn't get adopted within 2 weeks of being available.
Wow.
I think the only exception would be as if there was a something behavioral-wise where they had to be a single animal home only would be the only exception for that. But regardless, we still have people that are calling and they're like, yeah, we want them. And it's like those old ones, like, yes, they're very set in their ways. There's not really much that they're going to want to learn or want to change. But giving them that time, just if it's only a year or a couple months after, just to be able to live the rest out of their lives, is just very rewarding. Like, it's a very hard thing, because a lot of people are like, no, I'm not ready to lose an animal that quick.
Yeah,
and that's completely understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Seniors are my favorite. If we have a dog that comes in that is that age range, I'm sorry, they go home with me for a bit, because that's what I love. I love puppies, don't get me wrong, but seniors will always, always have my heart, so...
We'll talk more about Jake, right? We'll talk more about Jake Jack. I knew it was Jack. I knew I was wrong. We'll talk more about Jack before we wrap up. We know that it's always kitten season. It feels like are there certain things you guys could use over there more than others?
Yes, we are desperately in need of kitten food, kitten wet food, kitten dry food. It does not matter the brand. I promise you, we will accept anything at this point. I think we have close to 12 litters right now in foster and coming back to the shelter for surgery soon. So I know we'll have lots of kittens available again soon, but we are in desperate, desperate need of kitten wet food and dry food. So
I don't know about single dads, but single cat moms, apparently it's different. You guys just had the Lake Arrowhead Barking for the Birdies Golf fundraiser on June 20th. How did that go?
Yeah, it went great. So they had 89 registrations last week, and they were trying to get to 100 by the day of the event. And I walked because I brought Pongo, one of our puppies, to come hang out for a little bit. And when I got there, they're like, oh, we had 108 registrations. And I don't know what the totals were for anything that's going to be donated, but I know it was a great turnout. They had an absolute blast, and everybody's been saying really good things about it. So we're really excited to hear about it.
That was very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
We had Mayor Blazer in yesterday. We were talking a little bit about the dog park. We're excited about that. Got some really great things for our animal world and our animal lovers out there happening in this area.
Yeah, we're very excited about a lot that's going on.
Madison, we always appreciate the time. Looking forward to next Thursday already. Is there, if people want to learn about Jake, they want to learn more about any of these great, wonderful animals over there, how can they do that?
Yeah, so Jack will be available on our website. You can fill out an application for him online or stop by the shelter for one. If you have any other questions, you can call us at 715-423-0505. Otherwise, you can pop over to our website at swchs.com.
And Jack sounds like a great dog and is going to make somebody really happy out there. Be sure to reach out to our good friend, Executive Director of the Southfield County Humane Society, Madison Rafter, and her team, and find out more. And you can find out more as well about ways that you can volunteer, ways that you can help out over there. Reach out to them. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, swchs.com, swchs.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. We were joking before, I can't think of in this day and age to have these, like, the dogs and all this popping up in your timeline. Man, it's a nice palate cleanser. It is nice. We appreciate you being here, Madison. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTW Law. Rogers.com. To everyone who wants a meal made just for you, let our team member Arish share what makes Culver's special.
We know the best meals are the ones shared with the people you love, like our cook-to-order butter burgers and our real Wisconsin cheese curds. And there's no better way to treat yourself than our creamy, fresh, frozen custard. I put the same care into your meal that I would for my own family.
Come to Culver's for a meal made the Wisconsin way.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 58. Highs level off around 90. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. Upper 80s Saturday, upper 70s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me.
Oh, this song. Okay, okay. All right.
Yeah, you get there.
I didn't catch it right away. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here. That great production you hear, my man over here, Seth, taking care of. Nicely done, sir.
All right. Done.
Big thank you to Executive Director of the Southland County Humane Society, Madison Rafter, joining us. Always a great time talking with her.
Yeah.
Appreciate everything her and her team do for our community. Mm-hmm. Keep up the great work, Madison. Find out about that great work at SWCHS.com. We got a little entertainment news here for you right now.
All right.
Critics have been trashing the weekend's HBO show, The Idol. I have seen very few shows take the critical beating that this show has taken. I kind of thought, well, this is a perfect time to release this show. You've got an unproven actor in The Weeknd. Mm-hmm. You have a young actress on the rise in Lily Rose Depp. Mm-hmm. And a script and a concept that isn't really, I think, the greatest for 2023, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it on HBO, you have no rules, so you can get away with a little bit more.
Right.
And writer strike. Like, people are desperate for entertainment.
Yep.
So, you know, you're going to think that, hey, people are just happy to have... I mean, we made Tiger King big during the pandemic because we were so desperate for entertainment.
Something.
Which I still can't shower enough to get off of me, by the way. But people have been just trashing this show. Like few shows I've ever seen in my life. We're talking like a level below Cop Rock. That's how bad it's been. And the critics now include...
What a reference.
Oreo cookies, thank you. Oreo cookies, everybody. Oreo cookies even have trouble with the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Last week, there was an unsubstantial rumor that HBO has already canceled it, and the Oreo's Twitter account said, quote, "Finally, some good news." Out of nowhere, unprovoked.
Wow.
Like, they had nothing to do with this. They had not, you know, they just out of nowhere just kind of chimed in on this. And The Weeknd got wind of the tweet yesterday, and he replied, quote, "Some things that we can't say on the air."
On the air. Whoops.
But before a full-on war could erupt, The Weeknd squashed it, saying, "Nah, I can't beef with you, Oreo. Too many beautiful memories. I'm dunking you in some champagne tonight."
Whoa, champagne. Whoa.
So I think that he hasn't been around, what, 10 years maybe?
The
Weeknd's been around. We'll give him that, maybe a decade.
Since he hit big,
I think he's done a pretty good darn job with his career. A good darn job.
Good darn
career.
Job.
Thank God I don't get paid to talk for a living. See why we need writers, people?
We need writers.
He's done a good job with his career. And, and his music career has done just fine. He's had some big hits, all of that.
Doing all right.
He's too smart to mess up, like, messing with Oreo.
No, man.
I don't care if you are Beyonce. You don't mess with cookies. People, you just don't do it. Like, there's going to be some crossover. You're going to have people who are fans of Oreo and fans of The Weeknd.
Right.
You don't shoot yourself in the foot like that. It's just a smart move. And he genuinely seems like one of these people who is really, like, kind of, as best as he can, lays it all out there. Like, this is who I am. He does it a lot with his music. He doesn't seem to be too egocentric.
No.
You know, the blinding, arguably his biggest hit, Blinding Lights or whatever, the music video, his whole tour, he's got his face all bandaged up. I mean, it's not. Yeah. It's a lot of that kind of thing.
Right.
But his acting has been taking some big shots.
Well, you're not always, you know, and to be fair, you know, he's very new at this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And maybe it was maybe a little too big of a project to start on. I appreciate the singers, or the, you know, people who have not acted before, you know, have some, maybe some fame in some other, you know, field,
yeah,
that kind of take baby steps, you know, yes, kind of get into little ways, see if they like it, see if they can do it, can actually have the chops to do something, and then go from there. It's happened plenty of times. We've seen it with lots of people, you know, but sometimes it just doesn't work.
As it goes, there are very few Bowies out there.
There are very few
people that are just as good at singing as they are at acting. And I would say that David Bowie is maybe a step below. He, obviously, great singer-songwriter. A step below that as a thespian, as an actor.
Also, extremely smart in the roles he took.
Yep.
That's he took roles, yeah, yeah. He, the roles he could do, and he knew he could do. He's smart enough to know that, yeah. Yeah,
and The Weeknd's playing a guy, an artist in this, and so maybe he thought some of that, and maybe the heavy wouldn't be as heavy lifting.
Yeah.
But it just hasn't been believable to audiences, and if you can't win the audience, you can't win a race. You're not.
You're done, yeah.
As bad as an idea of the movie Battleship was... I want so badly to have been in that boardroom with those producers where that guy, whoever comes in and is pitching this movie, okay, all right, I got a movie based on the board game Battleship, and how that meeting lasted after that. Like, how he wasn't thrown out of the room after that, I don't know. Rihanna had a role in that, and it was a small role.
Yep.
And critics bashed that movie.
I remember.
Liam Neeson and all that, but loved her performance in it. And I think in part because it was smaller. And she didn't, and she's turned that into quite a career.
Yep.
Not just with acting, but obviously bouncing that off into promoting other stuff. And she's a billionaire, like a literal billionaire now, in part because of the smart choices of what she chose to do.
Right. And I'll see. Yeah. You know, and it's always fascinating to see the crossover, you know, like when Beyonce was in the third Austin Powers movie. Again, yeah, I think too much, she bit off more than she could chew, you know, it just didn't work out. And it kind of kept her from acting again. She really hasn't been in anything since then. So.
I think as far as modern singers go, I don't know anybody who's done a better job of this maybe than Lady Gaga. She's good.
Again,
she can act.
Smart.
Yeah.
Good roles. I mean, she was very smart about what she took.
And that's also not that different than great acting. Great actors. Harrison Ford, we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford is still in the top five of greatest box office sellers of all time.
Yep.
And it was all about the roles he chose.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead and watch that movie that he did with Brad Pitt where he's got an Irish accent. And my God. It's tough, people.
It's everyone's going to be in. The best actors are going to have dogs every now and then. It's going to happen.
You're going to find very few people that are a bigger fan of Harrison Ford than me.
Mm-hmm.
But that movie is rough. And even he admits it in interviews and stuff.
He was smart enough to know what he was good at.
Yeah,
and he did that for the most part.
And that's one time in his acting career he did something like that.
Yeah, or the one I have a problem with is Firewall. Sorry.
Oh, I remember that.
Not buying it. Harrison, you're not a tech dude, okay? You're not going to. It's not working.
That was a bit of a reach. It was a bit of a reach. Yesterday, Marvel's big new TV show on Disney Plus premiered, Secret Invasion.
That's right.
Did you get a chance to watch it?
No, my watching partner's out of town. Oh. I have to wait.
Ooh,
I have to wait.
Good on you, bro. Good on you for doing it.
I know.
No, you got it. You got to wait.
I got to wait. Gotta. Yeah.
Because for one, she'll know.
Of course
she'll will. Know. She'll know. Even if you didn't tell her, she'll know.
Yes.
But they always know. They always know. There's no reason to lie to a woman ever, ever.
No.
Under any circumstance.
They'll find out.
But more so, it's fun, isn't it? It's fun having somebody. I like
to watch
having a show with somebody to watch. It's fun. I sit there and watch 99% of the things I watch by myself and talk to my dog, Sam, about it.
He's used to it now, but you know.
Yes, but nothing. No added feedback. I get nothing from Sam.
Just gives you that look, you know.
So Marvel's new Disney Plus show, Secret Invasion, is generating a lot of controversy for its title sequence.
Mm.
And this won't be a spoiler for
yourself. Yeah, that's fine.
So that's why we're going to go into this. And it's all because they chose to use AI to create it. It kind of fits with the theme of the show, which is about shape-shifting aliens called the Skrulls, and the fact that you never really know who's actually human or not.
Right, right.
But a lot of fans think it looks like garbage. And perhaps more importantly, others are upset that Marvel took the job of creating the title sequence away from actual human animators.
Mm.
Especially considering they don't have, it's not as if Marvel has to pinch pennies, you know?
Yeah, they don't.
They knew that everybody in entertainment knew the writer's strike was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, people like I knew, and I have nothing. and even I knew. So you know a strike is coming, and you do something like this. And I know it's not the same. You know, we're talking about animators and everything. But it's still like taking a job, or it's still AI involved.
Yep.
You knew this was going to cause problems.
Yeah.
Marvel is and Disney are way too smart to have made a foolish mistake like this.
No, this was testing the waters.
I think it was a lot of that. I think it was maybe even giving them a little bit of credit that creatively they thought that they, you know, what they were saying in the early on in the article there, that it, maybe it plays well into the storyline. But I have to say, again, no spoilers here.
Yeah.
One of the worst opening sequences I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
I was so jacked about watching this.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed up an extra hour last night just so I could watch this while I'm getting some grading done.
Yep.
And the opening sequence, I put it on. I'm like, all right, this is it. All right, finally, Samuel L. Jackson. I get to watch Samuel L. Jackson. All right. And the opening sequence immediately got me like, eh. And thankfully, the story was good and everything, and it got me right in right away.
That's something, man. Taken aback by that.
I've never had anything in the Marvel Universe going way back, even before the first Iron Man and everything, that I ever was like, oh, I'm not going to get into this. I've seen bad stuff, but nothing where in the opening sequence I was questioning if I, like, am I burnt out of superhero stuff? Like, it's the first time I've thought that. And it was all from that opening sequence.
Wow.
I'm actually relieved to hear that it was AI that did this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is not the intention, but I think that they've actually done a service to animators out there.
Maybe they have.
Go ahead, even if you don't care about this show, do me a favor, watch that opening sequence. It's only like 30 seconds, a minute long, and see the importance of the creative personality, the human creative mind.
That element, yes.
And what it brings that AI just can't do. Maybe 20 years from now it can do it, but right now, You give me a kid that can draw, and I will take that over an AI system every day. And you watch that opening sequence, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
You know, I don't want to give Marvel too much credit because, you know, that's what it is all the time. Look at what Marvel's done here and here. They still make mistakes. I mean, they're going to make mistakes. I would say they're human because – Here's a newsflash, everyone. AI is still about humans. I hope you know about that. Anyway. I mean, there's been so much stuff about AI right now, stuff. So, but I think it is a good thing in the sense that something. It's like, oh wow, maybe they weren't expecting it. Maybe they were just putting it out there to see what people would react. Well, they got their reaction, and maybe it'll change things a little bit. We'll see, but.
I hope that it serves as a precursor going forward.
Open a few eyes,
It's because I don't think the concept was bad.
Okay.
I think that what they're trying to do, and you'll see what I'm talking about when you watch it. I'm trying not to spoil anything.
Right.
But at the same time, a human animator you can talk to. And they give you a first draft, and like, okay, that just doesn't hit. I need you to do this, this, and this.
Right.
And then the animator says, well, what about this, this, and this?
Yep.
And all of a sudden you have a collaboration, and you get something
creative
good.
Juices, you know?
You can't collaborate with AI. You can't collaborate. Collaboration is the essence of art. It is the soul of art is collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
You get no collaboration with AI. It's do this, AI, and AI does it.
Exactly.
That's not collaborate. That's not art to me.
No. No, it's not. No.
I do encourage people to check out the show, though. It was pretty. Samuel Jackson, man.
He is
still bringing it.
Man, he's the fact that he's still enjoying playing Nick Fury after all these years, I love that too.
They asked him, is this the last time you're going to play Nick Fury? And he goes, as long as I got a telephone, they ring, I'm answering.
Well, the movie this November, the Marvels, he's in that too. Yeah. So there you go.
Was such a great line.
As long as
I got a telephone, I'm answering. All right? They call, I'm answering. It was something like that. It's a great line.
He's the best.
He has the best quotes on acting. Maybe ever. Like him and Helen Mirren.
Quote machine, man.
He really is. Sam, what movies have you done for the money? All of them?
it's my job, man. It's to make movies and get paid to do it, okay?
Oh, God bless Samuel Jackson. We're going to get to Melissa's news now. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A contentious meeting took place in Portage County this week. The Portage County Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday night
had several items residents came to the meeting to speak for or against. One of those was the appointment of Mark Hemerick to fill the District 3 County Board Supervisor vacancy until April 15, 2024. Kathy Feller stated if it were up to voters, they would not choose him.
This district voted by large margins for Joe Biden, Tony Evers, and Janet Protasiewicz. Mr. Hemerick certainly did not.
Kevin Flatoff, who was also approached by the board for the appointment, spoke in favor of Mr. Hemerick.
I don't see anybody more qualified for the position of District 3 for the appointment than Mr. Hemerick.
The board voted to appoint Mark Hemerick with 13 yes votes and 10 no votes. He was sworn in at the meeting. Even more emotions were expressed over the appointment of Carrie Prokop to the Public Library Board. She had several community members speak in her favor. Dan Lathrop spoke to her dedication and strong work ethic.
It seems to me that Carrie relishes challenges as opportunities, not as barriers.
There were several others who spoke against her appointment, speaking to concerns about how she publicly presents herself in the community. Jason Dacchioli quoted Carrie Prokop from a May 15th Common Council meeting where she spoke against drag queen entertainers coming to the area for Point Pride.
I want to know where the line is. How far do we keep going? I think we've crossed it. I think this firmly crosses the line into grooming our children.
Jason went on to say,
the grooming of children by sexual predators is very real and very serious. But Ms. Prokop's implication was that by letting children attend the family-oriented portion of Pride, which included a drag queen story hour, those children would somehow be opened up to sexual assault by drag queens, and by extension, members of the LGBTQ+ community, when nothing could be farther from the truth.
The board voted on advancing Carrie Prokop's appointment to a vote that ended in a tie of 12 votes yes and 12 votes no, with one member of the board abstaining.
All of that, and we ended up with a tie.
Carrie Prokop's appointment was denied, and it will go back to the county executive. The Rafters won the first game of their doubleheader against the Green Bay Rockers yesterday, 11-4. They couldn't keep the streak going and fell during the second game, 5-6. The Rafters play at Fond du Lac against the Dock Spiders at 6:35 tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a cutting edge, locally owned business, and best of all, everything there is Max approved. Bow Wow Meow Boutique's original location in Wisconsin Rapids. You'll find a cat section and the same great made in the USA treats, shoes, toys, collars, and more. Just like the Bow Wow Meow offers your friends in Stevens Point. Your pet is sure to approve. When you shop Bow Wow Meow Boutique's original location, 231 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. 231 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 91. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 58. Highs level off around 90. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday. Upper 80s, Saturday, upper 70s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Can't not do it.
Got to do it. Got to put the fist in the air. Yeah, and you got to do it. You got to freeze.
And then freeze. Yeah. Get the freeze frame in there. Yeah.
You got to freeze. That movie. I haven't watched The Breakfast Club in probably 10, 15 years, mm-hmm. and I reference it like crazy. I have no idea if it holds up, though. I don't know how much that movie holds up or not.
Oh, man.
I'm just thankful they haven't tried to remake it.
Oh, please don't.
Dear God.
Please don't.
Just don't. Don't even think. Don't.
Any of those John Hughes movies from the 80s, don't do it.
None.
No. I just don't think it would work, actually.
No, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Forget that it would be a bad movie. Like, no matter who you got as actors and everything. But yeah, I just don't think the concepts really fit as well. Yeah.
No.
It's like we were talking about with the camp movies. There's certain stuff that they had a time. And
that was it. Yeah. You're right.
Interesting article we got for you right here. 5 things neighbors hate. Can you relate to this list, or are you the culprit?
Ooh.
Someone posted 5 of the most annoying habits neighbors have, and we're going to kind of get into these here. And I think there's some self-realization that can go on, as well as some like, hey, yeah, I do get upset about that. But I want everybody to take this article and take it with a little bit of grace and give each other a little bit of grace.
Yes, good point.
We need more of us getting along out there. And I don't mean like in a corny kumbaya way. I just mean in a genuine, hey, we're fellow Americans. We live together. We all are on the same page when it comes right down to it.
That's
we love our country. Let's get along. Let's just learn to live with each other. And I don't know, give some, somebody comes by for some sugar, give them some sugar.
Yeah. Give that little kindness. You never know where it'll lead.
I meant sugar cubes. I feel like I should be specific about that one. Feel like I'm just going to move on. I'm going to move on. Here's the number one on the list, mowing the lawn at odd hours. Yeah.
We can't do like a law or an ordinance or something like that.
No.
But come on now, let's think about this just a little bit.
It can be annoying if it's way too early or way too late. I think more so the too early thing.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Besides, that never made sense to me because the dew is still on the thing and it's on the grass and it would get wet and get clog up your mower. At least when I've tried to do it, that's what happened. Why would you want to do that then? Wait till it dries out.
My father's ears are on fire this morning because another reference to him. But my dad did lawn care a lot, and he's the one that I learned mowing lawns from, and obviously he loves his lawn and loves taking care of his lawn. He would tell us this, because I like to get my day started and get like certain things out of the way, and mowing the lawn was one of those. I would do it at like 8 in the morning and try to do it, but it's too early. It's like, hey, there's dew out there, Jimmy, you're going to mess with my mower, you're going to mess with it. Nah, and he wouldn't let me do it. He might as well be locked up and I couldn't use the mower. Anytime after 9:30 is usually when we would start doing it. Mm-hmm. Usually the sun is out enough to where it's gotten rid of that dew. Mm-hmm. And most people are up and about their day on a Saturday or Sunday, which is when I would usually do this.
Right.
Because I was in school, of course.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I do to this day. Yep. 9:30, 10 o'clock, I think is a fair time. If you're still asleep, bless you. Lucky you. You're one of the fortunate ones. Now, there are a lot of people that work third shift.
Oh, see, that's exactly where I was going to go.
Okay.
I was going to say, you might, if you know your neighbors, and you know your schedule, then you can say, they'll be like, you work third shift. Well, then I should wait till the afternoon to do my lawn. Have some courtesy to your neighbors. That's a great way. Plus, it's a great way to get to know them a little bit better.
Know them a little bit. And again, you ain't got to be able to know their backstory and everything. Just know a couple of things about them. Like we were talking about with the 4th of July coming up.
Yeah. Yes.
You talk to your neighbors. You find, I've got a veteran for a neighbor. Oh, he has PTSD. Oh, maybe I shouldn't be lighting fireworks at 1 in the morning.
Exactly.
Getting to know each other. You would want people to do this for you.
Exactly.
You might be that person we're talking about.
This golden rule stuff that we're talking about right now.
Still sticks.
Yep.
Most experts say the best time are mid-morning between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Or late afternoon between 4 and 6. Midday is okay too. The heat just makes it harder on the grass and on you.
And on you too.
My dad never cared about that part on you, but God help you if you mess with the lawn at the wrong time. he would mention this too about the midday mowing.
Yep.
Yeah. It don't like that, Jimmy. Like, what are you talking? Are you a grass whisperer, man? What are you? It don't like it. All right. Parties or backyard barbecues that go too late.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, just know your neighbors. Now, again, you might be able to solve this problem. Invite your neighbors.
Yeah, there you
go. To the party.
There you go.
Hey, you know?
I'm sorry. I just in my head had an image of the cops being called on you and Beth at the Moravian tour. Like, you guys are partying too hard. Like,
oh, my God. No.
Would much never happen.
Low key, yeah.
Yeah. But it was a funny image in my head.
You know, you're blasting your Amy Grant too loud. Yeah, come on. What are you doing there? I'm kidding. I don't just listen to Christian music.
That was perfect. That was well played. I mean, again, Seth hit it on the head here. It was perfect. You don't have to worry about that if you invite him over.
Yeah.
But even with that, having some grace about these things.
Just be reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or bring it indoors. You know, you don't have to stay outside the whole time.
I think a little similar. I think they're splitting hairs here a little bit in the next one. Big bonfires or fire pits.
That's a party.
Wait a minute. Who's got fire pits? Bonfires I get with the little fire pit. But they made this sound like an actual like fire pit. Like there's a
like
deep
a giant.
Pit. Yeah, like or something. Like,
bonfires are usually like in the country. Yeah, I've never been to a bonfire in a city.
No.
That seems very dangerous to me. So I wouldn't want. Yeah, don't do that.
We just had a really rough story happen up north with that with a bonfire that got out of hand and everything with some kids. I mean I don't know. Now the traditional fire pit, you got the ring, you got the
fire.
That's fine. Not everybody loves the fire pit. But the bonfire, I don't know about that.
Don't do it in town, please.
Yeah, not in town. No. Poorly positioned floodlights. Make sure that motion activated lights on your garage aren't blasting straight into your neighbor's bedroom or something like that.
I hadn't thought about that, but that's a great that's a great idea. Don't do that, please.
Yeah.
It's very rude, yeah.
And loud dogs. Obviously, they're going to bark. Just be considerate about it. Like, if they're annoying you by barking inside, don't send them outside to bark all day instead.
Yeah. Keep in mind. So, like James has said, you know, dogs are going to bark. It's their thing. But you got to be smart about it. You know, you got to find out where the times are and stuff, you know, and work around it. You don't want to. Because I do actually have a neighbor who does, their dog comes out at night and barks and stuff. And my other neighbor, same age as my youngest, she's like, yeah, the dog keeps me up at night barking and stuff like that. See, that's what you don't want. You don't want that kind of stuff. So
you gotta be considerate of the animal as much as you are considerate of your neighbors.
Right.
You know, this is what dogs do. They bark, and dogs have better hearing than, way better than us, obviously, but way better than I think even we realize. And so a dog four blocks over is barking. The dog next to you is going to bark at that dog.
Bark chain, yeah.
And that happens. Mm-hmm. And this is dogs. And we love dogs. But this is a part of loving dogs and a part of owning dogs. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, don't have them. If you don't like your neighbors with this and everything, talk to them.
Yeah.
Work it out. Try to find a way to work it out.
Don't just yell at them and, go over them, ah, shut your dog up kind of thing. No, that's not how you want to do
and
that.
And definitely don't take anything out of the dog.
Nope.
The dog is just being a dog.
Yeah.
The dog did not ask to be brought outside necessarily, and the dog didn't necessarily be asked to be in this position or anything like that. Don't take anything out on the dog.
No, don't.
Only cowards do things like that.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can think of not on the list?
Boy, most of it's noise related, timing thing. Yeah, just about everything is about disturbing your neighbor. There's going to be times when it's going to happen. Okay, so we also want to have grace for our neighbors and for your, and your neighbor should have it for you too. There's going to be times when maybe things get a little more raucous or whatever. So just keep that in mind. Don't go over raging, don't just because that just escalates things and it makes it worse. So try to think of it in that way,
I would say parking is one thing that can get in the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can be an issue. But at the same to what you were just saying there, it usually is not an everyday thing.
No, it's not.
And it's one of those things you could talk out, or you can be like, let it pass. I'm going to let it slide today. It's not that big of a deal.
If it's not something that's a regular occurrence. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
But I get done with this list, Seth, and even with that added on to it, I don't think none of this is asking a lot.
It doesn't seem to be.
I don't think we're asking
really
for the moon
doesn't.
Here or anything like that. That seems like a very encouraging to me as well. Like, hey, it doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to do these things.
Right. You're not, unless, your house, your neighbor's house has like got gunfights every night,
then that's
an issue. Okay. But this stuff, this is small. This is small changes. You don't have to do anything big. If you're having that party that you have every year, just keep that in mind, But it's only one day a year maybe, So,
If you do live next to the OK Corral, though, that I could see where you're going with that.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be tough. It'd be tough.
That like, would be a little harder.
Every night with the gunfights, just every night. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Sign up for Bugtussle Internet in June and get 3 months free. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wishera and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media,
608-819-8255.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 91. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 58. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 90. Upper 80s Saturday. Upper 70s by Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Anytime I need to see your face, it just close my eyes. And I am taken to a pursuit of crystal mind. A magenta feeling, take a chapter in the face of my spine. Straight like a chicken cherry cola.
It's the only lyric in that song. He's not actually saying anything else. It's just the Coca
Cola. Chicken cherry cola. That's it, right?
I'm going to get some heat for that. I did the last time. I did.
Really? There's a lot of big Savage Garden fans still out there?
There's some out there.
I'll be darned.
I find out every time. I maintain, do not make fun of the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yep.
Do not do that, people.
You know, when we had the birthday, Stephen Page was on there. You just kind of slid past that. I noticed it, you know?
I kept on moving. Yep, that fan base will come at you. I have dealt with Nazis and skinheads in my life, and it was not easier, but it was tamer almost compared to some of these fan bases. Yeah, you watch out on that stuff.
Hilarious.
And speaking of watching out, we've been talking a lot of AI. Almost everybody's talking about AI, and we're going to get into a little bit more of it. And the whole AI revolution really came full circle in a hurry.
Okay.
Scientists at Carnegie Mellon have started teaching AI to do things around the house the same way we learn each everything now, by YouTube. So AI is watching YouTube now as one of our That Ain't Right stories.
Oh my goodness.
They're showing their AI program how-to videos of people doing various tasks. Then they link it with physical robots that try to copy what the AI saw. So far, all the tasks are simple, but it was able to learn 12 of them, including how to open drawers, answer a phone, and take the lid off of a pot on the stove. the goal is to make them so good at the mundane day-to-day stuff that we don't have to do anything eventually. This is so all these people grew up on the Jetsons. I'm pretty certain.
Meet George Jetson.
All these scientists grew up on the Jetsons and were mad as kids that as they grew up into adults and we didn't have whatever the robot's name was.
Was it Rosie?
It was Rosie.
Was it Rosie the robot? I think it was Rosie. Yeah, that's what everyone wants to look, and it probably looked the same too.
Yeah.
Like blob boxy, yes. Kind of robot thing. I still find every time we do a story about AI, I keep coming back to the same thing. It's still. Needs humans to do all this stuff. Yeah. It's watching YouTube videos that were created by humans. Come on.
Yeah.
Seriously. I know we should be talking about AI. We need to get out of it, but please, we're not at the stage where it's ready to take over people. Yeah. Let's reel it in a little bit. Let's back off, okay?
I'm all for ringing the alarm.
Yeah.
When it's time. and before it's time, really.
Yeah.
But when it's needed.
Yeah.
We get bent out of shape over way too easily these days.
And
get offended too easily and all these other things. I mean, just I don't see AI is having difficulty with a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Right now. We were talking about the Marvel intro and all that.
Yeah, right.
I feel like it's one of these things that if you just look a little bit, you don't read headlines, you just look a little bit into it, you realize, okay, the real fear is it taking certainly jobs, certainly. That's something that we should be concerned about.
Understandable, yeah.
But it's not something that we have to be on the edge of our seat about. Yes. It's not necessarily, sure, if you are a writer and you are fighting in the Writers Guild right now for rights and for some stay in a lot of these things and having a career and stuff, that's a different conversation.
That makes a lot of sense.
But your everyday person worrying about this is just a little ridiculous. It's
not going to, it's so far off of what we think of when we think of artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
It is so far off. Basically right now, it's exactly what computers are.
Yeah.
Whatever we put in is what's coming out. And that's what it is at this point. We're not any much farther than that.
I don't necessarily think that we have to learn so AI learns a bunch of mundane stuff. Do you really want it doing that? My mother, for my whole life, I put dishes away. I've done dishes and put them away.
Sure.
I've never put them in the right spot. Never. Never.
Even after all these years, huh? I still haven't figured it out.
Still,
okay.
Still, I got a feeling AI ain't going to do much better. How much improvement is it really anyway? You still got to do something. You still got to program it to do the job.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's the issue. It's not doing it on its own. It's not.
Our That Ain't Right story is an interesting one today. We might have a billionaire brawl on our hands because Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are talking about having a cage match. And there are people who think they really will throw down. Now, let's get this out of the way right now. Rich people don't literally physically fight.
No.
They don't. They hire people to do it for them, or they have their lawyers or anybody else do it.
Yeah, they're not going to.
I would bet anything they ask that Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg have never taken a punch. And I generally, now this part I'm serious about, I really generally wonder how much you can know about yourself if you've never taken a punch. I really believe that. I also grew up violent in a lot of fights at a young age and from a boxer's son.
Right.
So I'm not saying that's something that's really that verbatim.
Right. But. Now, I am in no way a Mark Zuckerberg fan. Mm-hmm. I am not in the least. I do have to, but in the interest of fairness, he has been training some kind of martial arts. He won a competition a couple weeks ago or whatever it was. So, yeah, I guess, he's kind of learning something there. But I'm thinking like street brawl, like you are. It's like, yeah, no. I don't care how much training he's had.
Yeah, I don't. It's basically they get in there. There's this theme music. They're coming down to the ring like a couple of prize fighters, all ready to go and jacked up. They get in the ring and it's a slap fight. It's just slap, 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 slap.
Which
just
I would pay to see. That'd be hilarious.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's that ain't right part of this to me.
Yep.
Is that it's not going to actually happen.
No.
That's the that ain't right part. I want it to happen. I want to see these two fight. I want to see this slap fight.
That would be hilarious.
I think it'd be, it'd be hilarious.
That would be
put it on pay-per-view, raise a bunch of money for charity, and they'd actually do something with their careers and their lives good.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, see, that's why it won't happen, because it's actually a smart move,
and
right?
That's my that ain't right part, that it's actually not going to happen.
Yep.
It all started because Zuckerberg's Meta is working on a new social media platform, and Elon Musk says that that's going to be, you know, he's trying to cut into Twitter, and they're going back and forth because this is what billionaires do, because they got too much time on their hands, and they're not very good at what they do. They got, both of these guys made their names off of other people's backs.
Yes.
And
yes.
You don't got to do yes. a lot of digging to see that.
No, no. And by the way, I want to just put it out there. Elon, I call him Elon. you do understand, this is Mark Zuckerberg we're talking about. Hey, Mark,
yeah.
How's the metaverse going? How's that going for you? Huh? How about the, what is it, $4 or $5 billion you set on fire to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's that? I wouldn't worry. No, I wouldn't worry. Elon. You're fine.
This is what happened. This is perfect proof of this. So Mark Zuckerberg creates Facebook with a couple of other friends and classmates in school.
Yeah.
And goes off and does all these things. This Meta thing is much more of Mark's baby, Mark's creation, Mark's this and that. And you see what happens. You see what he's done with this.
It's nothing. He's got nothing.
It's a bigger flop than Waterworld. That is really saying something.
That might be crossing the line. That's harsh, man. That's harsh.
It is harsh. It is. But I'm sorry. It's the truth. I mean, it's lost more money than Waterworld did. Than Waterworld or John Carter.
Bad. Wow.
But this ain't gonna happen. This ain't gonna happen. And you know, one of the greatest cons ever pulled off by anybody is Elon Musk convincing people he's a genius. Like, that is one of the greatest cons any comment.
You're good.
I give him credit for that. I actually do. I like, well done. Way to play the market, man. Because obviously, spoiler alert, not a genius. Not even that bright. Not really. No. All right, we need a palate cleanser. Get some good stories. And one of the greatest good stories you could think of is happening on our sister station, WIRI, from 7 to 8 tonight with Trail Tunes.
Yeah, Trail Tunes is going to be a fun show tonight. And not only we got a really nice request of a listener who really enjoyed the show, passed away a couple of weeks ago, and his daughter reached out to us and had a request for us to play a song. So that's very cool. If anyone wants a request of any kind, if you want to listen to any classic Western or cowboy songs, that is the show to do it. You can email Seth at civicmedia.us. You can find other ways to get a hold of you. You can call up here at 424-1300. Pam will get me. Well, I'll get a hold of you that way. It doesn't matter. However you'd want to do it. I would love to have more requests on the show. Dedications. I'd love to do dedications. We all do around here. So, but join us in the show tonight, 7 to 8 on WIRI to listen to Trail Tunes.
Got some great things, other great things happening on Thursdays. Our farmer's market is in action.
That's right. We're talking about, you know, James and I off the air. We're talking a little bit. We want to do a little more with this. Yes. So stay tuned. Mm-hmm. But, of course, it's every Thursday and Saturday through the month of October from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's located at First Avenue South between West Grand and Goggin Street. Fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for kids. In fact, today they have, let me see if make sure I got this right. No, they don't have it today. Mm. On Saturday, coming up on Saturday, just want to give everyone a heads up, the Lincoln High School Mariachi Band will be performing, which is so cool. Also, they'll have Safe Kids of Wood and Clark Counties will be there as well on Saturday. So some fun, they have most days they're going to have some special stuff there as well. So stay tuned for, we'll talk about that as we get closer.
Lunch by the River going on today. Make your way to Veterans Memorial Park at 112 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids to enjoy entertainment and exceptional food along the Wisconsin River every Thursday from June to August, 11:30 to 1. Head on over there, enjoy some of our great local food vendors, some great entertainment. Check out Lunch by the River.
Good stuff.
We have this blood drive happening today as well. It's the Malcolm McGregor Memorial Drive. This is taking place today. It's already kicked off this morning at 8, going on till 3 o'clock. This is happening over at Lincoln High School's gymnasium at 1801 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments were preferred, but I do believe you can stop by and help celebrate what would have been Malcolm's 9th birthday by donating blood at the Malcolm's Drive and be entered for a chance to win a motorcycle for this, too.
How about that?
And a great way to help the family through the most difficult of times. It's maybe my favorite thing in humanity to see people take tragedy and turn it into something unique and positive, beautiful and positive. It is why I maintain that there is nothing stronger in the universe than the human spirit.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Thank you to the McGregor family for taking it on and doing this and sharing Malcolm's story with us and sharing Malcolm with us. We greatly appreciate that. Be a superhero. Do Malcolm and his family proud. Get down there and donate if you can. It's going on again until 3 o'clock today at the Lincoln High School Gymnasium. And our great friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties have their United for Alice, Who is Alice, conference going on today at their at the McMillan Library All-Purpose Room. It kicks off right now, actually.
At 10 o'clock, yeah.
Right there. You can get on over there. And they have another showing, or another conference today at 4. This is an opportunity to find out who Alice is, what Alice is, some details about the report, be able to ask questions about the report.
Yeah.
And really just find out if you are Alice.
Yeah, that's right.
They also will have one on June 27th at 9 a.m. at the Adams County Community Center room. Registration is appreciated but not necessary. You can find out more about this and register for Stuff the Desk at uwswac.org. And, of course, join our show tomorrow morning. Terry will be talking a little bit about this when she joins us on the air.
Get a good update from the United Way there.
Stick around. We got great stuff coming up for you. We, of course, are looking forward to Kristen joining our airwaves in a little bit. Today, from 3 to 4, join us for Midday Magazine. In part 1, Family Natural Foods. And in part 2, we're going to check out a talk